Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you would. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that you've given us another opportunity to, Father, we can come together. Lord, it seems like it's such a refreshing time, Lord. We can come in and fellowship and draw strength from each other, Father, and hear you speak to us, receive a revelation. Oh, God, guidance on our steps here on earth. We love you so much. Pray, Lord, that you would bless each and every one that's come out tonight. Strengthen us, Lord. Look in our hearts. And Father, just fill us to overflowing of what you know we need, Father. Lord, we love you and look to you now, the author and the finisher of our faith. We appreciate everything. Have your way now, Lord. In your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you would, and I'd like to sing in our Only Believe books. Praise his name. Page 18. I'd like to start there. Onward, Christian soldiers. Keep your eye on the goal, saints. Keep moving forward. Amen.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Like a mighty army moves the church of God. Brothers, we are the cross of Jesus.
onward. Amen. Your eye on the goal. Hallelujah. Page 315.
Let's sing that together. Keep on the firing line. Amen.
If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, keep on the firing line. Oh, if you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die fighting, it is no disgrace. Cowards in the service will not find a place, so keep on the fight. Amen. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. And if you would win for God in the right, just keep on the firing line. Oh, God will only use the soldier he can trust. Keep on the firing line. Oh, if you wear a crown, then bear the cross you must. Keep on that firing line. Oh, life is but to labor for the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. Oh, when we get to heaven, brother, we'll be glad. Keep on the firing line. How we'll praise the Savior for the call we had. Keep on that firing line. When we see the souls that we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin, with a shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on firing line. Amen. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run, nor even lag behind. If you would win for God in the right, just keep on the firing line.
Amen. You're going to keep on the firing line, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Hamilton, would you come up and take up the offering, please? That's the blessing. Amen.
May you take precious that thing to say. Bless the service, bless us all from that.
Amen. I am determined. Hallelujah.
Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined, I made up my mind, I'll serve the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I'll follow wherever. I'll pasture wherever he feedeth. Oh.
I may have something on your heart, a need, a request. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Pitts, would you like to take the request tonight?
Heavenly Father, we come to you again this evening, thanking you for all the help you've given us in life, and asking if you would, Lord, that you would answer the prayers of the saints, Lord, as they bring their request to you, that which is spoken, that which is not spoken, knowing that you know all of our hearts. So this evening, we ask you, if you would, to answer their prayers by your riches.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Is that sisters have a song tonight? All right. Anybody got a song on your heart? Something burning? Amen. All right. Let's all stand then, if you will. Sing the chorus, Only Believes. Ask our brother to come. Only believe.
This evening. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we just want to thank you for this time you've given us to come together as with saints of like precious faith, Lord, and gather around your precious word. And as we rehearse and renew our minds to the scriptures and things that you've spoken to us, Lord, may to it just will each of us be able to find a little nugget and measure ourselves up, Lord, into your precious word. And Lord, just look for a higher height than you. And Lord, asking you to help us in any place, Lord, that we might fall short, and help us to be more like you in everything that we do and say, in every action, would declare Jesus Christ. And we ask your blessings upon our word now, Lord, and upon to our hearts to the hearing and receiving. And we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to the Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Just have a little exhortation this evening. This is praying, asking the Lord what to bring. These things that kind of pressed upon my heart, and that we go back and renew our minds. It's nothing that you haven't heard and very familiar, but it's good to renew our minds to the things God has spoken to us. But in Matthew 22, and we'll start here about the 36th verse, and just listen as they were speaking to Jesus. And he says, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Just some scriptures to renew our minds to back to the love that he had for us, as we can truly see what he's done for each one of us and how we should be sharing that love one to another as brothers and sisters in Christ, and upholding each other and loving one another and honoring and respecting one another. And just was just reading these things and going back through them, and I would just like to start, and I'm going to go to Luke, the 6th chapter, and we'll catch this one real fast, and a couple different places Jesus was speaking, and then we'll kind of go through some of the other scriptures. I won't hold you long, just a little Thursday evening service, and I know some were not able to be here this evening, praying God will bless them and strengthen them. 6 and 27, and let's read this, 20, the 27th down to the 36th verse. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, and do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. And how is Jesus was speaking these things at this point in time, and now today as recipients of his grace and his mercy, we can see just how much love he had for each of us as individuals, and we truly see how much mercy he shared for us. And how much more should we pass that on to each of our brothers and sisters as we realize they are a portion of Jesus Christ? And sometimes it's I wonder if we stop and think about it. Yes, we know each other. Some of us have known each other a long, long time. But do we truly reverence and honor and respect one another to the level that we should? And it's not my decision to make that. That's between you and God, me and God. As we just measure ourselves up by the word and to truly ask ourselves, as I'll read something the prophet said here in a minute, but are we showing forth that same love one to another that Jesus Christ has shown to you and I as individuals? Are we showing to the world? Every day we have chances and opportunities to show compassion. We have opportunities to maybe be a listening ear and a comfort to someone that may need it. And maybe we can't help the situation, but maybe just your presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life might be of a comfort to someone else in a time of need. As we see many places where Jesus spoke to many. Many spoke to him and reached out. And how it should be in our hearts to let our love truly show forth. Maybe it's that person that on the job that just can't seem to give you a kind word. Can't help you in any way. And just has to try to make your life as miserable as possible. But yet you don't hate that person. You don't have any ill feelings towards that person. But you do all that you can to make their life a little bit easier. And maybe help them out in a special way. Let's go here to Matthew, the 25th chapter, and read something Jesus said here. We're faced with a lot of times, a lot of different positions, and we are living in the last days in a world that's in total chaos. And every day we see people begging on the streets and asking for money and asking for help. Drug addicts, and all kinds of manner of things happening around us. And as a human being, sometimes it's easy for us to pass judgments and to condemn those things and to, just how we feel about it. But in every situation, how we should be careful, how we approach and what we have to say about someone in that situation, because one thought different, that could be you. But because of God's mercy, we are where we are. And not saying that we can give money to everyone that's begging and we can help everyone that's begging, not saying that at all. But as Jesus walked this life, look at it, the beggars that he helped. The beggars, you know, sitting by the wayside, and think of the little woman that came begging crumbs from his table as she said, his daughter was sick, and he said, I'm not sent to you. But she just wanted the crumbs that was falling from the table. And how do we stop to think about every situation? Sometimes it's just so easy to go through life and life hardens us to situations around us and we begin to see these things taking place and we get a hardness to ourselves that we ain't got no dealings with that. I ain't got nothing for them. I ain't got no time for that. But what if Jesus would have felt that way walking alone? What about that day hanging on the cross between two thieves? If he'd have thought, they're thieves, I've got nothing to do with either one of them. But yet one asked for mercy and grace, and it was granted. And how we should think about every situation. You never know who and where you might help someone or be of a service to someone, or a test or trial that the Lord has allowed into your path to see what you'll do with the situation. But here in Matthew, the 25th chapter, and let's read here to 31st verse and follow down. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? And when saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Think of that. Just how great that is. Sometimes we read over this, and sometimes we just let it pass by us. But every day, anything that you do for a brother or a sister, a least of these in the kingdom of God, it's the same as doing it unto him. Think about it a little bit, and how much as we see where we're standing today, as we'll get to it over in the book of John here in a moment. But every day we have opportunities to do for our brothers and sisters, maybe a kind word, maybe a whispered prayer, maybe lending a helping hand, or writing a small note to say, I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you, I appreciate you. Just anything that you can do that someone may need at a certain time and frame. And it doesn't always come down to, well, somebody needs money. No, it's not always about that. But it's about being in tune with one another, with a love for one another, that you bear one another's burdens. When a sister's hurting or a brother's hurting, you're hurting with them. You're bearing their pain. You sympathize with them. As this little song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, says, we share a sympathizing tear. And how we... It's so often sometimes, even in the natural as brothers and sisters, natural brothers and sisters, you begin to take each other for granted sometimes. And, that my sister's such a pest. My brother's such a pest. It's natural and common to do that when we're young. And then maybe we grow up and it's also easy at times to look around and see our natural brother or sister maybe get a little something more than I have. Or maybe see our parents share something a little greater with this one than that one. And the devil's always looking for that little avenue to spring up a little root of jealousy. Or maybe you look over and see your brother in the church maybe getting blessed a little greater than you. And seeing God doing a little more for him. And maybe you're struggling to just get by. And it's easy for Satan to try to get in there and to drive a wedge over that type of a situation. But that should never come into play in our hearts and in our lives. The love of Christ should be so great. And if a brother gets a blessing, how thankful we ought to be and rejoice with that brother. Rejoice with that sister. Whatever's taking place, we're together. It's not ever letting Satan, never giving Satan an opportunity to raise up in any way and get between and divide or to cause ill feelings amongst us. But how it should be such a closeness and a close-knit love, a brotherly love, kindness, gentleness, meekness, always showing forth from one to the other. And such a great measure. And if you think about it, I wrote it down here and it's hanging out there in the church, but it's In Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, paragraph 80 to 87. If you haven't read it in a while, go back and refresh your mind to it and just ask the Holy Spirit to plant those things deep into your heart as we continue on here. And he says, And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, and as much as ye have done it unto me, unto the one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. And then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? And then shall he answer them verily, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to the one of least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, and the righteous into a life eternal. So a lot to think about in these few scriptures, and if you meditate on it, you might just find there's a higher height in Christ for each of us. Maybe we could be a little closer together, a little more loving, a little more understanding. And you know, sometimes it's easy to look at a person and say, well, they're in that predicament because of this, or they're in that predicament because of that. That's not for my judgment. That's not for your judgment. But our should be in tune that, Lord, how can I help that brother? How can I help that sister at this point in time? What can I do for this person over here? Maybe you got an unsaved child. Maybe you've got a lost loved one or someone you're wanting. It's not just what we feel about it. It's not how, but Lord, what can I do to help benefit that, Lord, through whatever I do, they would see Jesus Christ made manifest through this body. And how we should be so in tune that the love that was shown from Jesus on every occasion and what he'd done and all he's done in his walk as we see it manifested, how we should truly be looking for opportunities to bless a brother, to bless a sister. It's wonderful to help when you're asked. It's wonderful to be able to maybe have the money. If there's a money need and the money comes up and you got the money, oh yeah, brother, here's the money. That's wonderful to be asked and to give. But are we looking for those opportunities on our own to be able to help a brother or to help a sister? And as I said, it's not always about the money. Sometimes it's just about a comforting arm. Sometimes it's just a phone call or just a message to say, brother, I'm thinking about you. Sister, I'm praying for you. I know you're seeing some rough times. But do we have that compassion for each other as we should have? It's so easy to get drawn into our own little circle. And as long as this circle is in comfort, we don't think about anybody on the outside of that. And we don't need anybody else on the outside of that. But that's not the way we're to do, but how we should be looking so much more on the things of others. Let's turn here to, I'll skip that one. Let's drop down to, let's go to Philippians. So after Jesus spoke these things, let's go to Philippians and read what Paul said here in Philippians 2, 1 to 4. Amen. Philippians 2, 1 to 4. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, and if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, and if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love and being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem the other better than themselves. And look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So think about that as Paul was expressing it, taking it a little further and expressing it and pushing it forward. And let's go to 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And read how he put it into context here. 1 Peter 4 and 7. Down to just the 7th to the 10th verse. But the end of, notice how Peter starts this though, because I think it goes nicely with what Brother Branham had to say in the message, Humble Thyself, in a moment. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent love amongst yourselves, for love shall cover a multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So think about these things, as Peter's put it. But being, but the end of all things is at hand. And then he quotes this, but be sure to use hospitality one to another without grudging. And above all things, have a fervent love in your heart burning amongst yourselves that shall cover a multitude of sins. It's a whole lot easier when you truly love someone, maybe to overlook that little, maybe something they've done that just would have hurt you before. Maybe you can overlook it and ask, and just it goes away and it doesn't bother you. But sometimes because of our nitpicking ways, we want to jump and grab at every little thing someone does. And we cause hard feelings sometimes because of that. And the way we're all different, we all do things different, we all think different. And you know, I never fully understood that, how much two people can think differently. I use me and my son all the time because we both do things differently. We think differently. If I would turn right, he would turn left. And he's not going to make him wrong, it don't make me wrong, but we're just different. And that's the way people are. Just because they don't do it the exact same way you would doesn't make it wrong, as long as it still lines up in the scriptures and as long as it's not breaking God's word. But how easy it is sometimes to pass judgment because somebody doesn't do it just the way I do it or just the way I want to do it. And how we should be so careful and cautious, as the scripture also says, we shouldn't be judgmental of each other, but let it be comforting, be understanding one of another. But here in, let's go ahead and go to 1 John, the third chapter, see what he said here. The first epistle of John in the back of the Bible there. Sometimes I make it sound different. 1 John in the third chapter. And let's read here about the 11th verse. Is John, Brother Branham often called him the great epistle of love, the apostle of love. There's, he wrote a lot of that stuff in here. But start here about the 11th verse, and just listen as John is speaking this. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. For we know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren, and he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And how we must remember, Brother Branham showed us that hate, and it's even if you look it up in the dictionary, it's just a strong dislike. So how careful we should be to make sure that it's love that's being showed forth and not any sort of a hatred. Because what we consider hate and what the Bible considers hate and the words that it was using here, we must be careful. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and see his brother have a need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? And think about that. It didn't say, see him have need of money, having need of this or that. It just says, see his brother have need. Maybe a brother is in need of an encouraging word. Maybe he's in need of a prayer. Maybe he's in need of just a card, something. Whatever it may be, God only knows. But if we will get in tune with the Spirit where he can use us, how much smoother we would see some of these things take place. And maybe we would, instead of maybe cutting each other down a little bit or criticizing one another a little bit, maybe we'd see a little more love shown one to another. He says, but whoso hath this world's good and see his brother have a need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And how these things ring so true. And saints, As I said, if we just take it in the simplicity that God had it written, moved by the Holy Spirit, these men penned these words down onto these pages. If we would just go back and study these things and just weigh ourselves in God's mirror and in the scale, and Lord, where do I measure up in these things in my life? Maybe we'd be a little sweeter. Maybe we'd be a little kinder. And each, you know, it can just go for all of us. I don't know. You may think, well, he's got someone in mind. I don't have no one in mind. This was the last thing I thought I was going to read tonight. This was the last thing I thought what I would have ministered this evening. But the Lord has a purpose in all of these things being read and renewed back to our minds. And as Peter said, as long as he was in the flesh, he felt it need to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. God wrote these things down that we be not forgetful hearers, but doers of all of these things that are written here. Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians and read this, where Paul was speaking. Very familiar, but let's just read it, have it fresh in our hearts. First Corinthians 13, 1 to 3. And though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth charity, vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail, and whether there be tongues, they shall cease, and whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, though we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, and now I know in part, and then shall I know, even as I also am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And how we should truly think on those things. Oh, if you could have all gifts and all prophecy, and still fail to have the love of Jesus Christ show forth in your life. What a person we would be. What a failure we would be. And listen here, as Brother Branham, this was a couple quotes he had made, and I thought it was timely. This is in the Thyatirian church age, and I didn't write down, it's in chapter 6. I didn't write down the page, but you'll recognize it as I read it. He says, I know your love, service, faith, and patience. You will note that their love is placed between works and service, and that's the right place for it. Because without love, our works are not accepted before God, and neither is our service. Paul, speaking to the Corinthians, said, without love, I am nothing, and whatever I do is without profit unless it's done in love. And now you can see right here that these believers weren't in that Nicolaitan class that did works as means of salvation or to be admired by men. They did their works out of the love of God that was shed abroad in their hearts by the Holy Ghost. And that love in their hearts was God's love for his own. And Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, and that you have love one for another. The pagans who saw the lives of the early Christians said, behold how they love each other. And John said, everyone that loveth is born of God. I want to give a warning right here. It says concerning the last days that because of the abounding iniquity, the love of many will wax cold in the Laodicean or last age. Self-love and the love for material things will take the place of the true love of God. And we need to guard against the power of sin in these last days. So many are getting so hard because they haven't realized the effect of this last day spirit. It's time to draw nigh to God and let him fill our lives with his love, or we will feel the coldness of this last day church and reject the truth of God, which alone is able to help us. So think about that. As Brother Branham, as Peter was telling us there when he was speaking, he said, be seeing that the end of all things is at hand, we should be sober. And Brother Branham here saying, I want to give warning concerning the last days. And we're realizing we're there, how we should make sure that the love of material things, and to make sure that my gain, what I have, what I want to keep, doesn't hinder the love of Jesus Christ for me reaching out to be able to help someone else. Might be the last $20 I've got, but what if someone else needs it more than I do? Am I willingly give it up? Can I do without? Can I give up of my own self? It might only be a dollar. Maybe that's all they needed is a dollar. But that $1, would I hold it when I could have given it away? And the blessings that would have came with that could have been so great. Think about what it's each of these things. And it's not always money. But it's your time. It's your effort. What your feelings, your time, your prayer life that you could be praying for someone. Kind word. Speaking to someone. Helping someone along life's way. Are you holding back in some way? Could you do a little more? Could you help someone just a little greater? Could you be a little more prayerful for someone in need? And that goes for all of us, saints. I'm speaking to myself as well. How great do we truly... It's easy to say, as John said, don't let us love in deed only, or just word only. But let us love in deed and truth. It's evident, and it shows forth, as Brother Branham puts it into perspective here, as he... This is in Humble Thyself, paragraph 91. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. He says, just think, if gifts is so great, what we call power, and Paul said, though I have the faith that I could move a mountain and have not love, I am nothing. Think of that. And though you say, well, I understand, I wished I knew the Bible, and though I understand all of the mysteries of God, and still, though I could do it and have not love, I am nothing. I haven't got nowhere yet, see? The main thing is love God and humble yourself with it. Now, surely after all of these years on the field and around the world seeing different people, I ought to know a little bit about the gate to enter in at. And if you want to get somewhere with God, never let an arrogant spirit ever come around you. Don't let no malice come in, no matter what anybody does. If they're wrong, don't you never build up a complex against that person. You see, you be sweet and kind. And remember, God loved you when you were in sin. And if the Spirit of God is in you, you love the other person when he is wrong. Just pray for them and love one another. Above everything, love God and love one another and be humble with God and around one another, and God will bless us. It's hard telling what he will do. Usually when a church begins to get into numbers and gets getting a little bigger or something like that, they get away from the real thing. And do you know what brought these things to pass when I first started and the Lord appeared to me down on the river and told me that? And Brother Bell saw that, I believe, in a paper in Canada many years ago where the angel of the Lord appeared on the river down there. It was on Associated Press, Mystic Light, over a local minister while baptizing, and you know what did that. And we had a tent meeting just across the street, a tent that seated about, 2,500 people. Ministers come from everywhere and said, Brother, come here a minute. I was just a boy. Oh, just a kid. And he said, how do you keep those people in one accord? And I said, they love one another. He said, I haven't seen people love one another. And that's the Lord. That's what this church was established upon, that godly, brotherly love for one another. I've seen them even shake hands with one another, leaving the place, and cry like babies to leave one another. They loved one another that well. And I could go to their house to visit with them, and times the Bible was laying open, stained with tears. Come in at nighttime where fathers and mothers were gathered together with the little children around on the floor, kneeling around. Fathers and mothers on their knees crying and praying. And I'd stand at the door and wait and wait. And they didn't stop praying. And I'd just sit down on the steps and start praying myself, waiting for them, see? And that was what? They love one another. They love one another. We used to stand and sing that old song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts in Christian Love. The fellowship of a kindred mind is like to that above. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. And I say this with great joy in my heart to Christ. Many of them are sleeping around in these graves marked tonight, waiting for that great resurrection where we'll meet together again. Let not that spirit ever depart from this place. If it ever does, then I don't care how eloquent your pastor might be or how well he might bring the word of God. The Spirit of God is grieved away, see? When we can have all things in fellowship and in common, love one another, then God will work with us. And we're keeping time that the people come by and say, if you want to see a church that's really humble, a church that really loves God, drop in up there at that tabernacle one time and watch them. Look at the care they have for one another, the respect. When the gospel is being preached, how reverent and how everything is just in order. Yes, they can look and see what time we're living. And you'll see the Spirit of God moving among you. Great signs and wonders and things will be taking place. If the thing is working together, it's telling the time. But if it isn't working, then the time is stopped and it won't tell time no more. So if you want to know what time we're living, just start everybody working together in the gospel, loving one another, loving God, and the hands itself will tell the time that we're living. Do you believe that? Sure, amen. The Lord bless you richly. And may we truly take that into consideration. What if it's wonderful for people to be able to come in and be amongst us here, but may they truly see that there is a genuine love one to another, a genuine caring, a genuine respect. And oh, may we truly love God above all things with a fervent desire and a fervent prayer with all our hearts, body, soul, and mind. Put Him first in everything. And oh, if we would just get it working those things together so perfectly, oh, what an atmosphere it can create. And oh, what a love and a sweet communion we can have one to another. But just think about it, saints, and may it stir your hearts and meditate on it. It's wonderful God's word. I didn't add nothing to it. I read it just the way He spoke it. But you just see how each one of the, after Jesus spoke those things, you can read and see where Luke repeated it, Matthew repeated it, John, and then you see Paul come along and exhort on it, James, see Peter exhort on it. What a wonderful thing to stop and think. And Brother Branham said many a things about loving one another and praying for one another and having compassion one for another. Take a long time to read all that's been written. So maybe we take the time to think on these things and say, Lord, could I be a little sweeter? Could I show a little more love? Can I lend another helping hand somewhere to help someone that's in need? A prayer somewhere. Can I help do anything, Lord, to help one of yours? For remember, as you've done unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Oh, how we ought to love one another and appreciate each other. Pray you can take something from God's precious word. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. Let's just sing that little chorus, I Never Knew Love Till I Met Jesus. Amen. I never knew love till I met Jesus. I never knew love till heads. Precious Lord, we are thankful for the opportunity and the desire that brought us here this evening. Lord, just praying that your precious word will strengthen us, Lord, and do a work in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, we just pray that you would continue, if you should tarry and it be your will till Sunday, that you would bring us back. Lord, may we come hungry, asking you to feed us. And Lord, may we keep these things upon our hearts and meditate upon all of your word, Lord, and what you're doing for us in this hour. And Lord, as we see we're fixing to face a new year, Lord, could this be the year that you'll come? I was thinking today, Lord, of Noah, how he preached for 120 years that it was going to rain. And looking every year, Lord, for that rain cloud to come. And Lord, it finally showed up. And Lord, it's the way it's going to be. You promised you would return. And Lord, this could be the day. Could happen in the morning, Lord, it could still be tonight yet. Lord, may we be ready. May it be upon our hearts, Lord, an eagerness and a readiness to leave this old world. Now, Lord, we just pray that you would bless those that couldn't be here this evening. Lord, if they be sick or afflicted, Lord, you know what's needed. You know the touch they need, Lord, and we ask you to strengthen them. Lord, there's so much sickness going throughout the land and so many things, Lord. We just ask, Lord, that you would reach down your healing hand and touch each and every one. Lord, that we would be able to be strong and well to do your will, Lord, and to have your life fulfilled in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all as we just leave it all in your hands now. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You're all dismissed. May the Lord richly bless you.